Caution. Learning in progress.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to yet another episode of Smarter Every Season, and we are in our spring update season. So with me, as always, I got Hans Stutzman. Hans, thanks for coming in this morning.
I'm good to be here. Thanks, Nate.
Absolutely. So let's go ahead and just kind of jump right in. I'm going to lay out. We don't have any like Gen 2 specific things that we've been seeing.
Not this week. Not this week.
So we're going to kind of do a across all systems reference, and then we'll do our .0 and our .1.
Yep.
Okay, so we're starting to see a lot of guys get things fired up and going. I just want to call out, it's always good to go back and refresh your memory on some of the resources that we have, or let you know, hey, dealer service manual is something that we in product support use all the time. It's got a whole bunch of troubleshooting trees. So definitely utilize that, especially when calling in or a grower calls you and you're not quite sure. Jump to that dealer service manual and product resources. I think right now it's listed under Delta Force and diagnostic information on the new product support on website.
Yes, I think you're correct. Yep. I just, and to that point, I just want to call out, there is stuff going all the way back to like Euroflow Air Force stuff. Yes. And those are actually very good. They're very well done. They go a long ways in helping you with that, get that little, that Euroflow call that you didn't remember you had out there. Like, oh no, what am I going to do with this guy now? I don't remember where this, I've been doing V-Drive, Delta Force, V-Apply HD, and all of a sudden I'm trying to figure out Euroflow and Euroflow Liquid. Go back to that in service manual, or the or the documents for Euroflow. They're on the cloud. They're a great resource to go back to. I use them all the time.
Absolutely. And something I'll call out that I do all the time is when I pull up a document, that's 150 pages. I don't have time to scroll through every single page. If you're on a Windows, use Control F
and search for it. You can search it on Mac or on the iPad. You can also just tap and search for it as well.
Definitely utilize that, because if it's something very specific or a harness part number, you can punch that in and it'll jump to every place that has that in there.
Yep.
We also have a bunch of videos. I'm definitely going to call out the .1 side of things. We have an entire playlist of videos from planters, sprayers, seeders. Watch those videos, especially if it's your first time setting up a system, or you can't quite make it to that that implement in time and they're wanting to fire up and get it going. Send them those videos and let them watch through and make sure that everything is correct and you can check off all their boxes.
And that is on the Gen 3 24.1 version of that. When you're on the new website, 24.1, that's where the video links are located.
Yes. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and move on from our resources. This is the time of year for field view calls. My iPad isn't communicating.
isn't communicating. So there's several things that we can do. It's on our side that we like to recommend you look for. One first thing I would tell guys to do is check the app version that's on the iPad. Your cab app app version, make sure that's up to date, that's been updated if you're having issues. The second thing that we run into commonly is if the FVM is green on the diagnose page. So if you go into diagnose and you look at it and the FVM is green and you still can't connect, then if they're green, the first step I generally tell guys to do is do a hard reset on the iPad. That's pressing the home button and the power button at the same time and holding those until you go all the way through until the screen goes black and you get an Apple icon coming back up again. That's a hard reset. It's not a power off. It's a hard reset on the iPad. That we have seen fix or improve the connectivity on multiple ones. If you have one that doesn't have a home screen, it's the volume button down, volume button up, power button and hold it, or it's volume down, volume up, power button. I forget. It's the volume button, one or two on the volume buttons, up and down, and then hold the power button to reset the iPad. That's a good second step. Then if you're still not getting it, then I would tell guys, let's start looking at cables. Let's try a different cable between the iPad and the FVM. If it's on Gen 3, let's try a different Ethernet port. Maybe swap the ports between on the DBM. But those are generally the first things that we have not seen in a widespread issue where we just can't connect. Those are normal basics as far as diagnosing field view, though, and getting connectivity to field view.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's all we had for all systems for this week. So let's go ahead and jump into our .0 branch of software. And we're going to hit liquids again. I think we've done that the last 3 weeks?
Yep, I think so. Okay. And I think if we go back to last year, I think we had relatively similar as well. But there's just one major call out on this is that with this software or with EMHD FlowSense or EM FlowSense, if you're taking the turbines out of the HD or you're running EMHD, you need to make sure that you set the flow source for all rows to an external flow source. As caught us again and again, guys will forget to make the change. They pull the turbines out or they have EMHD and they forgot to set the flow source to an external flow source. Or they only did one row. That's a very common one to make the change to the first one and not apply it to all rows.
And I'm going to try to pull from memory here, but to get to that setting, I think we're going setup from the home screen and then into our systems, our liquid product.
And then hitting HD or EMHD.
Yep. And then it's under the page where, so you assign your module locations, and then the next page you tell it what rows am I responsible for.
Correct.
It's on the far right side of that screen.
Correct. There's a flow source, and it's internal or external. And you want to set it, if you're running EM FlowSense as the control monitor FlowSense, it needs to be set to, the HD needs to be set to external.
Okay. Anything else you want to add to that?
I think that's all on the liquid side of stuff for .O. We haven't seen a ton of issues across the board on .O, so I think relatively that's been a stable software for us this year.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and we're going to switch gears and talk about our .1, and we're going to keep with the trend of liquid, and I'm pretty excited about this change. It's something that has been a conversation for a long time. So Hans, what's coming in our latest branch of .1?
Yep, so 24.1.7. We've made improvements to how we control the liquid pumps on systems and how we control HDs. And if you are running an uncontrolled pump, so if you're running in where you have HDs only, but and you have a ground driven pump, or you have just a simple hydraulic running off the SCV pump with no PWM valve to it, you do not need to install or assign a rate controller to the system anymore. We can run without that rate controller.
Yeah, and .1 gives us the ability to throw a liquid pressure module on there for our diagnostics.
If you still want a liquid pressure module, you want to monitor pressure, just throw the pressure module on there. You don't need, you're not required to have the rate controller at this point.
Yeah.
Now, that is on 24.1.7. Anything prior to that, you still need the rate controller.
Yes. Still on, if you're still on .1.6, last week's episode definitely still applies. We have to have that module with the correct mode.
Correct.
But .1.7... if we have HDs, we can go ahead and...
Which, by the way, 1.7 is coming out today.
Today, yes.
So, just as a FYI, it is. We're talking about it today. It is coming out today.
Yes. No, so we're excited about that. But anything else I'm missing? I think we've hit everything on my notes.
Yep. I just want to call out 1.7 has addressed quite a wide variety of just annoyances and bug fixes that we found within within the .1 branch. Of software, I would highly recommend anyone that's running a .1 version to be on .1.7. A couple of those things has been, one of those specifically is the autoload feature. We've had a couple of complaints about the autoload feature not autoloading correctly. There are several things to keep in mind when you set up .1 software that you can have autoload and set for different products. So your liquid system can go with your autoloads, your a dry system could go, your seating system. You can set all those up to prime with your autoloads. Make sure that you're setting those up the way you want them to be with the autoload switch. But that is one of the things to keep an eye on. But then that there was an issue with autoload overall that we have addressed and is fixed in .1.7.
Awesome.
Otherwise, I think that is the list of things that I have on my side.
Sounds good. Well, we appreciate everyone for tuning in. And if you're seeing any issues like reoccurring in the field, feel free to shoot us a message at smartereveryseason@precisionplanting.com. Shoot us an email. We'd love to hear about it. If there's something that you think would be helpful to hear on the podcast, please let us know. But until then, I guess we'll talk to you next week.